841 at WGCL. Absolutely gorgeous Wednesday morning. It's not the final Wednesday of May either. Just feels like it's the final Wednesday of July. 85 and sunshine today, 87 and more sunshine tomorrow, 89 and the most sunshine on Friday. And then we could see some rain over the weekend. We'll get you an updated forecast deeper into the weekend here right around the corner. But it's time to catch up with the city of Bloomington and the Volunteer Network. And our good friend is Lucy Shake. Lucy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling sunny.
That's right. You have the roof rolled back down there at the Volunteer Network? Windows open?
I got the windows open. The sun's streaming in. It's wonderful.
The door is propped open, and I suggest going home early since it's such a beautiful day and a holiday weekend. Does your three-day weekend turn into a four-day weekend or a five-day weekend? How does that work?
Not this year. Sometimes. But definitely the parking lot's a little, there's a little more space out there right now.
No one's banging into any doors. That's good. We will not be here on Monday. We will enjoy Memorial Day with everyone else. We will have live programming for you with this morning with Gordon Deal. But volunteerism doesn't take holidays off. There is stuff going on. There's opportunities to get out there and be a part of it. And in the spotlight this week is the Foundation for Autism Resources, and that acronym is FAR.
Yeah, you don't hear too much about some of what they do on a daily basis is really support the kids and families who have someone in their family with autism and connect them to those resources. They do it in a very personal way. And so a way you can get involved is to be part of the community action teams. They serve 9 counties. So if you're even one of the surrounding counties, you can be part of that team that really helps identify the needs of people who have autism in their family and connect it up to those resources, because that's really a gap sometimes in our health system, is to help families with autism.
And it looks like you're having a big concert coming up. Is MC Iris is in town for Snail Day? What are we just spinning some turntables here? What's going on?
That is not a concert.
Well, this is something completely different.
Snail Day is Sustaining Nature and Your Land Day, and that's going to be down there at the Farmers Market on June 16th. I really encourage you to come out and learn more about how to keep diverse ecologically responsible plantings in your yard or your land. They have a really cool thing. It's called the Weed Lab.
Oh, geez. This is going to be a hell of a concert.
Yeah. You bring in your, now I can't say anything. I was like, you're going to bring in your own weed and you're going to have them look at it.
You're probably not wrong. Let's be fair. This is Bloomington.
And so you bring in, I can't do it now.
Yes, you can. You're a pro.
You bring in a weed.
Here, take a break. I'll do this. If you have something in your yard and you're wondering, well, what is this? Where did I get this from? They'll identify it for you, let you know if it's bad or good, how to eradicate it or you keep it and whatnot. But what we don't want is invasive species taking over again and crowding out our native plants.
Wow, you need to volunteer for this. Why? You're really good at that.
Put me down for maybe. I've helped you out. But this happens. Okay. I know this happens annually, and it's great because especially for newer people in town who maybe aren't sure of, hey, what's growing in my backyard?
Yeah.
Then you look up.
Some of these things look really like plentiful, but actually they're very aggressive. and you don't want them to go nuts in your yard, or else they'll just take over.
Exactly. So you really do bring in your own weeds and dirt and everything else, and these folks will tell you, hey, get rid of that, or, yeah, you're doing great, and you just killed the plant. Good job.
So you can attend, or you can help them set up and greet people, and you can be a volunteer.
It's acronym day here at the Volunteer Network portion, and the Volunteer Advocate for Seniors and Incapacitated Adults, VASIA. The Area 10 on agency is very busy, and they need help with multiple things, and this is another one of their things they need.
Yes, this is really a big deal, and I think probably going to be a growing need in the world, in our community, is having some extra eyes on people who are in care, incapacitated. So those would be your seniors, your homebound. And so volunteers actually go out and visit with these individuals and are able to kind of build a relationship, but also report back to the program manager and let them know how they're doing or if they see any suspicion of a neglect or abuse there. So it's keeping everybody safe and happy and at home, and it's a great opportunity for somebody who wants to be of help to our seniors or homebound.
And for those of you who like athletics, the United States Track and Field Junior Outdoor Championships will be here. That's going to be, I believe, Father's Day weekend, June 15th through the 17th, and we need volunteers out there partnering up with Visit Bloomington.
Yeah, this sounds like a lot of fun. Visit Bloomington brings this to our community every, well, we've had it the last couple of years, I believe. So the 2018 USA Track and Field Championship, it's out there at the IU Track and Field Complex off of Fee Lane. Volunteers will be at all the different stations. You get a free t-shirt. They're encouraging families to volunteer together. Or if you have a team and you want to come see, you know, a big competition, you can volunteer together as well. You just need to be minimum age of 13. You get a t-shirt.
Well, there you
Yay.
Go.
You'll gotta love the t-shirts.
That you'll sweat through. Now, the Activate Volunteer of the Week is Gavin Everett from the City of Bloomington's Commission on Hispanic and Latino Affairs.
Yeah, Gavin's a great guy. He works in the restaurant industry here in town, and he's a commissioner on the Hispanic and Latino Affairs Commission, and is really engaged and interested in helping out the Hispanic and Latino community, and he's really willing to do whatever it takes. And actually, when I talked to him to get the information about him being one of our volunteers of the week, he actually volunteered to do some things for me. So, great guy, really a go-getter, and just a model citizen here in Bloomington.
And the community wish list, each week we focus on who needs some stuff. Argus Canine Search and Rescue. I'll be frank, I have never heard of this. So tell me what's going
wondering.
On.
This is very, you know,
I'll be glass. Or you, I don't want to be frank, but just yes.
What's going on here? This is all volunteer, but you know, whenever you have a missing person or you need canine units out there helping search, for anything, really. They're just amazing, these dogs and their handlers. Argus Canine comes to the rescue. And they do also do volunteer drills throughout the year. So if you're ever interested in being somebody that they're searching for, they need volunteers to do that as well, to hide and have the dogs find
you. Take the beef jerky out of your pocket.
That's right. That's a little too easy. That's cheating. But they just want one thing, and it sounds like probably for setting up at those remote locations, a lightweight 800 to 2,000 watt portable generator. So if you've got one of those that you're not using or you're willing to go purchase one, upgrade, exactly, they could put it to good use.
Excellent. Lucy, have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll
Thank
get caught
you.
Up next Wednesday. Have fun, and if people need more information, simply give you a phone call or find you online, right?
Yes, I'm here, 812-349-3433, or check us out online at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org.